This is Father Celery with this week's focus, 9/11 and 7 times 70, a formula for forgiveness. Every now and then, the liturgical calendar, history's calendar, and our own collective emotional calendars are precisely in sync. This Sunday, September 11th, 2011, is such a day. 10 years after the atrocities of 9/11, the pain remains. Intense for those closest to the victims, a dull ache for those of us further removed. Jesus reaches out from this morning's gospel to take our pain, if not with an instant remedy, surely with a sound road to recovery. Forgiveness is the essence of Christian love, and it's not restricted to overlooking petty faux pas or even gross insults. Forgiveness is the transcendent courage to absorb a despicable blow without being consumed by a bloodlust for revenge. Forgiveness isn't the largesse that you and I dispense by the power of our innate superiority, but it's the grace of God transmitted through us. It's the ultimate witness of Christ's love in the world. But don't be confused. Forgiveness is not a get-out-of-jail-free card for perpetrators. God hasn't issued an easy pass for evil in the world to benefit the bad guys. You and I are the principal beneficiaries of our forgiveness, both in this world and the next. We can choose to spend our lives obsessed with settling scores with terrorists, with rivals, with noisy neighbors, with line jumpers, and the inevitable wise guy in the other lane, or even with our own families. Life presents us with infinite opportunities to constantly get even, or to forgive 7 times 70. The choice is ours. We can live in love or we can live in hate. Both are transformative forces. We will become what we value and love, or we can risk becoming the evil we obsess upon. From painful personal experience, love is better. You can't fake forgiveness. It's a hard road, and our primal instincts reject it. But truth be told, we have to work on it. We have to pray on it. We have to commit to it, even when our instincts repeatedly keep rejecting it. It's a long, painful process, not a shake-and-bake solution. It requires muscles built by the rigorous exercise of living in Christ's love. But then we have no useful option. We're not being advised to forgive by our therapists, but we're being commanded to forgive by our Lord and Savior. Unless there be any room for confusion, our loving, forgiving God puts it plainly. We can forget about our own forgiveness unless each of you forgives his brother from his heart. It's the essential Christian quid pro quo, our formula for forgiveness.